towards the end of the Zman, we wanted to try to accomplish whatever we could in the sugya at the beginning of the 10th parak of Yevamos and in Shulchan Aruch Simon Yud Zayin with regard to Aguna, with regard to Eid Echad Neman B'Misa Sabal, what's called Eidus Isha. And we'll begin here on Daf Pei Ches Amid Aleph. The Gemara asks the following question. Why should we be Mekil and rely on the testimony of one aid? After all, the Torah requires two aidim. Amar Abzera, mitoch chomer shechmarta oleha besofa, hikalta oleha bitchila. The Rishonim explain that since we're going to be machmir, she's going to suffer all these terrible knossos of teitzi mizeh mizeh, v'ad mamz mizeh mizeh, she loses all her monetary rights, both marriages, if she hasn't done a proper investigation. Therefore, he called to aleha b'tchila. She'll be very careful and do what she has to do to investigate and clarify that indeed her husband died. And the Gemara says, so why do you have to be machmer le besofen or to be mekil lo lichmer v'lo lekel mishumi guna ikilu be rabbona? And the question is, how do we understand this Gemara of mishum iguna ikilu be rabbona? How does this kula operate? How could they be matir in Eishes Ish based on one aid? And are we operating within the framework of Yesh Koch Biad Chachomim Lakor Dov Min HaTorah? So let's take a look at a sugya a little bit later on Daf Kuftes Vav Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, Iboilahu. The Gemara raises the following suffix. Eid Echad Bimulchama Mahu. It's about halfway down the page. The first word in the line is V'arik. V'arik li'alma. Iboilu. Eid echad b'milchama mahu. What happens during wartime? Should we believe and rely on the testimony of one witness? Time of date echad mehemen. Mishum de milsa davidi l'gluyehu. Lo mishaker. The reason why the aid is believed is because if he lies, we're going to find out that he lied. When the husband comes back alive and well on 2 feet, hachinami lo mishak is so too in the case of a war situation. O Dilma, taima di eid echad. Why do we rely on the testimony of one aid? Mishum dehi gufa daika uminsava. She'll be very careful before she gets married to investigate the testimony of the aid. V'hacha, but here in the case of a war, lo daika uminsava. And why lo daika uminsava? So Rashi explains that since it's very likely there's Raglaim lived over that he died, he didn't come back from the battle, she's going to be laid back about it. She's going to assume certainly the Eid Echad is reliable. She's not going to go through the entire process of investigation. And what it comes out from this Gemara, L'chora, and we'll see Tosus in a second, Tosus is going to elaborate on this, on Daf Kufta Zayin, that the Gemara is vacillating as to what is the emphasis, what is the weight of evidence on behalf of the aid, to trust the aid. Is it milsa davidi ligluye? Is it the fact that the aid is now exposing himself, he's vulnerable to being proven or disproven? Because if he's testifying about someone and the guy comes back alive and well, obviously he lied. Or no, the reason why we rely on the aid is not because of milsa davidi ligluye, but rather because Isha Daiko Uminsava, she'll be very careful in her investigation. And then Achkamina is going to be the case of Eid Echad Bimulchama. A very similar Gemara is on Kuftes Zayin Omid Beis. And the Gemara's case is Eid Echad Biktata. This is right up on the top line of Kuftes Zayin Omid Beis. Ibailuhu. Eid Echad b'ktata mahu. Rashi says ktata beino veina. So there's marital, shall we say, disharmony. V'holach le'medina sayom. Her husband went out far away. Again, if you're looking at it from the perspective of Milsa Delavidi Ligluye, that the aid won't lie, because he knows that there's a system of checks and balances, we'll be able to clarify whether he told the truth or not, then that should apply here as well. The husband will come back from Medina Sayyam alive and well. O Dilma, should we say time and date echemi mishum dehi daiko mintsiva? The hacha came into islak tata lo daiko mintsiva. It means that people accept the reality that they're very happy to believe in. So she's happy to believe that now she can marry someone else. She's out of this miserable marriage. And therefore she won't be daiko umintsiva. Once again, now here it would pay, it's not for us today, but to really investigate what's the difference in the Gemara on Kuf Tes Vav with regard to Mulchama, and the Gemara here on Kuf Tes Zayin with regard to Eirechon Bekdata. Is the Gemara just giving more examples of the same suffix? In any event, Tosus on Peches Amid Aleph, on the bottom, Mitoch Chomer Shechmar Toleh B'Sof, there's four lines up from the bottom of the page, he says, Nir Leri, the Leslon Lememar Anan Sahadi Didaika Umintsava V'nemon Eirechot B'Kach Menat Torah. Now it's interesting that Tosus completely omits Milsa Davidi Ligluye. He drops it. He's operating with and only with Daiko Mintsiva. So we believe the Eirecha with Daiko Mintsiva, but Tosus says don't believe for one moment that that's Doraisa. What Pasuk does he have in mind? I mean, he doesn't quote the Pasuk. Al Pishnaim Eidiv Yochum Davar. He can't accept that an Eirecha even with Daiko Mintsiva should be believed. Ela mitakonis chachonu dinema. Well, that's interesting. You can be matir eishes ish based on the takonis chachamim. How does that work? Says Tosus v'einza akiras dover min haTorah. Now, here he's referring to the famous sugya later on in the Gemara where the yesh koch b'yad chacham lakar dover min haTorah b'kuvasei or ein koch b'koach. And now he's assuming that no, this takonis chachamim could exist even if I maintain the position that Chachamim don't have the koach to be Oker Dov Min HaTorah B'Kum Vaseh. So how does it work? Kevon Didome HaDovar Hagun LaHamin. I don't know exactly how to translate the words into English, but it's appealing in our eyes, and it makes sense to believe him, because on the top of the fact that he's an Eirechot, is Isha Daiku Mitzvah, is therefore if the Rabbanan are relying on something that's logical, that can be explained, that's reliable, so on the one hand it's a takonis chachamim, but on the other hand, because there's a tam usmach ledavar, it's nirik ledavar hagun lahamin, therefore it's not considered oker davar min haTorah. Now, the original formulation of this principle that Tosus presents here is in Tosus in Nazir on Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis. You'll see it on your sheets on the first page. He says, "V'afal gav di'ein koach chacham bi'ad chacham laker dov min haTorah b'kum vaseh b'makom sheyesh panim v'tam b'davar is vadei lekuli alma yesh koach laker dov min haTorah." So here he uses a slightly different language. He calls it yesh panim v'tam, but over here he calls it smach utam. But it's the same idea, that if there's some logical reason to achieve the goal that the Torah wants to achieve in a different way, in a different method than that which the Torah subscribed to, nevertheless, the Rabbanan could do that, even if you hold ein koch b'yad chacham. Teda, what's the proof of this Tosus? To the Kule Sugya the Hasan, the whole Sugya there in Yevamos, Maisi Mi Isha Shenemenis Lomar Meis Baili, Dehare Okra Dover Men HaTorah B'Kum Vaseh, we're going to be Maternatius Ish. Alma, what do we see from that Sugya? Vade B'Mokum Shesh Ponim V'Tam, Yesh Koch Lakor, V'Daiku Mintzema, Mitoch Chomer Shech Marta B'Sofa. So Tos again insists that this is not called the Akira's Dover Men HaTorah, because there's a smach upon him v'tam l'davar. And therefore everybody would agree the Chacham could pull this off. But you have to know that the Chacham are pulling it off. It's a Takaras Chachamim. Once again, I would point out the Tosu Nazir, like the Tosus we saw in Yevamos Peches, is operating with Daiku Minsuba, and only with Daiku Minsuba. He doesn't operate with Milsa Davidi Ligluya. The Marshal in the Yamshel Shlomo adds a few words here to emphasize the point of Tosfos. He says, Omar Abzeira Mitoch. Again, every word in this Yamshel Shlomo is important, but I bolded a few words because these are the words I want to call your attention to for our context. Mitoch Shechmato Lebesofi Katla Vitchila Vivadai Daiko Uminsuba. Again, we're emphasizing Lashitas Hatosfos Daiko Uminsuba Parech. Lo lichmar v'lo lekel mishum igune kiu derbon apirish ri the ein ze oker dov min haTorah came into doma adover hagun laham and v'yeshcha tamu smach havi. Now here he adds a few words ki ilu hiskima haTorah l'divrei chachamim. It's as if the Torah itself agreed, accepted the divrei chachamim. It's very similar to what in Brisk they used to call a chiyuv d'rabbanan, the chiyuv d'oraisa. No, the Torah relies on the rabbanan to create mitzvahs, but those mitzvahs are d'oraisa. We have many cases like that where the let's say you could have a chiyuv d'rabbanan and a chiyuv d'oraisa. But here he's saying that the Torah didn't recognize daiku mitzvah, but once the rabbanan accepted it and relied upon it, then the Torah also accepted it. Af she'eino nemen min haTorah, ein echad is not believed according to the Torah law. No way, no how. You could add all the proofs to the aid and support the aid and daiku minsuba, but havi ki'ilu hiskima Torah. So ad kan hakofa aleph. This is what I call the shita the Bali HaTosfos. It's again a very sensitive shita, very very adin. On the one hand, it's not Akiras Doberman HaTorah. On the other hand, it's Takanas Chachomim. On the one hand, the Torah would not rely on one aid. On the other hand, the Rabbanan relied on all the evidence that supports the aid, and therefore the Torah itself would agree to it. But we're not operating here, according to Tosfos, within the framework of any superpower that goes beyond the halacha. You know, meta-halachic powers of the Chachomim. And that's the Shita of Tosfos. And now we get to the Shita of Rashi. Rashi is in Masechta Shabbos. The Rashba makes a big deal about this Rashi. The Gemara says in Shabbos, on the bottom of your page 1, Ein Eid mi Piyed Kosher Ella, going on to Amud Beis, Li Eidus Isha Bilvat. So Rashi says, Eidus Isha Lomar Li Isha Meis Balech, that one witness is believed to testify the death of a husband, the akilu beirabbanan mishum eguna, and then Rashi drops the bomb. V'chol du mekadesh adaitin to rabbanan mekadesh, v'afku'u rabbanan l'kedusha minei. How does Eid Echad b'misas habal operate? It's not some sort of takonis chachomim in and of itself, but rather the chachomim are using their powers of chol du mekadesh adaitin to rabbanan mekadesh. And in effect, according to Rashi, we would have to take this whole sugya in Yevamos and place it into context of the many, many sugyas in Shas that always ask the question on Kodesh Bekaspa and Nicha, but what about Kodesh Bebia? And so forth and so on. The Rashba in Ksuvis picks up on this Rashi, and he says, call the Mekadesh Adaitu the Rabbanu Mekadesh Vafkiinu Rabbanu L'Kiddusha Minei V'yim Tomar Maishna Mitova Maim Shein Lem Sof. How far can we go for the sake of Aguna and be Mater in Aguna because of Kol the Mekadesh Adaitu Rabbanu Mekadesh? It's a very convenient muscle to flex, to exercise. Let's just press the button and pop, you know, and just undo the Kiddusha. It's a very easy way out. So you don't find this guy. He was dropped off in a Mayim Shem Lem Sof, right? And will be Matir, his wife, based on Afkidu Rabbanu L'Kiddusha Minei. Now keep in mind, the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Gimel that the Rashba is addressing is a case of a husband who gave his wife a get. He made a Tnayim lo basi mikan v'ad yud beis chodesh. And he died in the middle. The question whether she's a grusha almana l'gabi yibum, and we want to be mater her based on the get that he gave her. But the only problem is he was never mekayim the tanai of him lo basi because he was dead. So the Gemara flexes the muscle of afkeinu. So the Rashba wants to know, let's take this afkeinu to its logical conclusion. Let's universalize it. We'll apply it even in the case of Mayim Shein Lehem. So v'yesh lomar it's not just anarchy. It's not just that the Rabbanan will utilize this method of afkeinu whenever they feel it would be beneficial for society. It's not bichdi. It has to work within a framework. If there was a get, and there's a question about the hechsher get, the Rabbanan can use afkeinu through the get. And the get itself, according to the Torah, could be matir neshes ish. There's a problem with this get, either because he gave her he put in a tanai in the get and the tanai was not fulfilled, or for example in the case in Gittin Lamed Gimel where he sent to get with a shliach and he was mevatel the shliach shelo b'fanav. But in any event, there's a get that was given from his hand to her hand, or at least from his hand or the shliach's hand to her hand. So there's something to rely on. There's a get. Kidahacha, and that's the case here in Ksuba Staf Gimel. Then and only then, when you have a get that was delivered to the Isha, then you can implement the principle of Afkeinu. Inami, Tosu says there's one way of being Matan Isha through what? A get. What's the other method of being Matan Isha Zish? Misa Sabal. Beid Echad Mein Shemeis Baila. Dahi mishum, nami mishum takonas agunos ikirisa bereish perek ha'isha rabba. Disomcha ahem nusei di'ed. If anybody has the Shita Mekubetz on Ksuvas here, he adds a few words here. According to Rashba, he says, disomcha ahem nusa di'ed. She relies on the credibility of this witness. And it goes even further. So a guy's telling a story and he injects into the story that so-and-so's husband died, or so-and-so died, right? But the ikar taima the kol makarish adaita rabbona makarish afkinu rabbona l'kidushimine. But this halacha of erecha v'misas habal is fundamentally predicated on the koach, the power of the chacham to be mafkir the kidush, kol makarish adaita rabbona v'chein pirush rashi zal v'shavis. So he refers to Rashi and Shabbos. Gabi eid mi p'eid. Ein eid mi p'eid kosha elabedis isha bilvat. Oh. Now he asks a kash. Fi afal gav. Dechi osi baal. When the husband shows up. Teitzi mizeh umizeh. Vavlad mina achram mamzer gomur kidisosim perka isha rabba. The Gemara says that the mamzer from the second husband is a mamzer doraisa. From the first husband is only drabbanon. Why should the mamzer from the second husband be a mamzer doraisa if the rabbanon are implementing the afkinu rabbanon l'kidushin? She was never married to the first husband. So the gevaldik akasha. So he says, "Hainu taimu mishum de lo afkeinu rabbanu l'kedushin legamre." This is a kind of conditional afkeinu. It's not that, in an absolute sense, under all circumstances, the rabbanu are going to implement afkeinu, and that's it. The first marriage is gone, and it never existed. That we're not going to apply over here. But when do we apply afkin rabban l'kiddushim mine? That's only if we can rely samchin adiyuka. This is so. If you actually have isha daiku mintsava, then the rabbanan are going to be mafkin l'kiddushim. Umeimar amri isa daiku mintsava. But now, kevan shebah habal, but who's alive and well? The original husband, the first husband, how good was her daiko mitzvah? apparently not good enough. It's a little bit odd, you know, we're going to look at the proof in the pudding and then go back and see whether she was Daiku Mitzvah. But he's saying, the Rashba, that if the husband, it turns out, is alive, then she didn't do a good Daiku Mitzvah. Iglai Milsi says, lo deka shapir. And therefore, we're going to hold off on the Afkina Rabbanu L'Kiddush Shemine. Is Meikara lo Afkina Rabbanu L'Kiddush Shea. And even though in the case of Daiku Mitzvah we rely on Eid Echad, and we're going to use that for Afkinu, that's because we have testimony of some sort or other that her husband died. Aval Bichdi, in the case of Tova V'mayim, nobody identifies his body, is Lo Takinu, we're not going to apply Afkinu Rabbanu L'Kiddush Shemineh. So it comes out, according to the Rashba, the Sikumo Shel Davar, the Rashba is standing on the shoulders of Rashi, unlike the Sheet of Tosis, who says that the Torah was maskim to this kind of an Akira, and to rely on one aid with Daiku Mitzvah. The Rashi and the Rashba are of the opinion that we're dealing with Afkinu Rabbanu L'Kiddush Shemineh. However, that Afkinu Rabbanu L'Kiddush Shemineh is conditional on Daiku Mitzvah, to the extent to which the husband comes back on 2 feet alive and well, we Glei Milsom are afraid that she was not Daiku Mitzvah, therefore the Rabbanon are holding off on Afkeinu. So she's married according to the Torah, and even Midr Rabbanon to the first husband. The Mamzer from the second husband, therefore, is what? Is a Mamzer Do Raisa. And in the case of Mayim Shem Lemsof, where we have no get, and we have no Mises Abal, because nobody testifies at all that he died, nobody witnessed his body, then the halacha is that there's no Afkinu Rabbanan L'Kiddushin Minei. The Shita Mekubetzes in Ksubis quotes the Rashba. He adds a little clarification there about the Bira, the Huvar Adavar, Shehilo Digdika. So again, I had the Shita yesterday, I don't know where it disappeared. Now, where is the original Sugya of Akira's Dover Min HaTorah? We're back now in Yevamos HaDaf Pei Tes Omid Beis. V'chi Bezdin Mastin Laka Dover Min HaTorah Omer Lo V'yat Lo Tizra V'tanan Avlad Mamzer Mizeh Mizeh V'shleima Misheni Mamzer El Mirishon Amai. So you see clearly that the Gemara goes on record as saying that the Mamzer from the Sheni is Doraisa, and the question is, how could the Rabbanon create a Mamzer Drabbanon and allow him to marry a mamzeres? That's a violation of Akira's Dover Min HaTorah. That's the sugya there. The Rashba in Gittin, as I told you before, one of the main sugyas of Afkinu Rabbanu L'Kiddush Shemineh is the sugya of Bitul Ashliach Shelo Befanov in Masechta Gittin Lamed Gimel. And the Rashba there goes even further, I think, than he does in Masechta Ksuvis that we saw earlier. The Rashba in Gittin is very, very unwilling to accept Afkeinu as this bombastic ability of Chacham to just remove issues. But rather, it's a power that they have, and they have to decide whether to use it or not. And the Rashba in Gittin, I want to go through it with you inside, I think if I read the Rashba correctly, he's maintaining that they never actually implement Afkinu Rabbanu L'Kiddush Shemineh. It's only a threat. Are you familiar with the words of the Rashba? Let's see it again. Called the Mekadosh Taita Rabbanu Mekadosh L'Kach Omer B'Shas Kiddush Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael Afkinu Rabbanu L'Kiddush Shemineh Hikshar Rabbeinu Shmuel and Cain Yochalu L'Chapes Al Bas HaChoso. So he's married to his niece, and she Glachas Shetizne, after she committed adultery, he's going to send her a get with a shliach, and it'll be Mavatel the shliach Shalom B'Fonav and into Kiddush Rishonim Mufkoyin. So can we allow this power of Afkinu to grant the ability of someone to be Yochap Al Bas HaChoso? And you'll see as we go on in the Rashba, Yecholim Mamzerim Li Toyer, anytime there's a Mamzer, based on the fact that she's an Eish HaSish, we could go back to her original issues and be mafkia. Is yichol mamzerim li taher? V'tiritz huzal the enochinami. Fine. According to Rabbeinu Shmuel, we can allow for shemi yichap al basa shichap al basa chosa. Shalok pidu chacham b'davar shalok yichap al basa chosa el shalok yichap aleha shalok kedin. Kahid is man. It'll be an absolute bluff that the get was given on Monday and they'll write the date of Sunday. That's already shalok kedin. Aval kan, but here that he gives her a get through a shliach and he's mevatel the shlichus before the get is delivered to our hands. That's medina. That's within the letter of the law. And if it works, we did afkenu. And so be it. He can successfully mechap al basa choso. It's an ingenious move to save her from znus. Ela dakati kashale heche shesish chayeves misa liolam. Hello, Asra, Sofik dilmi yishlach lo get vivat len viot. In ken yicholam amzev li toer. Lefichach umefarish alaf kinu rabbonu l'kidushe klomar. Ima yemevat lo. It's a threat. They basically say to the Baal, if you're going to be mevatel the shliach, you're going to suffer the consequences. Be careful, you're treading on very dangerous ground. In other words, we're giving him a choice situation. Either accept the shlichus and validate the get, or we'll see to it that you were never married and all your be'ilos and mafreya would be as nus. Given the choice situation, we assume Anan Saadi, the Eino Mevatlo Belivo, that he's not going to be Mevatlo the Shliach. Kedei Shalote Bilaso Bilas Znus Hikshal Arvabenu Tamzal Tevech Nesua Arusa Michael Meimar. What about a case where he had no Bilas Znus? He only had Erisin with her, he never consummated the marriage, and now she went ahead and had Znus. And you're going to be mafkia the kedusha l'mafreya, and he's not impressed with that. He doesn't lose a thing by that. It's not a threat. He never had a beer with her. And once again, in that case, we're going to be able to set up a situation of an eishes isha zinsa in which she's not chayeves mishum znus. V'tiritzuzal the baser hashta as linon for ukme aches kasa v'hashta mian nesuahi v'asras vadahi. So he answers the question about asras vada. He says right now it's becheskas asras vada. We don't know that in the future he's going to give her a get and mivavatal the shliach, etc., etc. And he gives a raya from Nazir, Ashosayayim, able to be shol on his Nazirs. We don't say, therefore, every Nazir is potter from Malkus because of Asra's suffix. A fascinating sugi unto itself. And then he says, Ulechapo salbasa chose in yochol, v'chein in yochol itaira mamzeri bekach, to lo ifkiu chachom kidushin el litakono ulitoeles. In other words, only when things are done properly, with the right intention, and for the right purposes, then the Chachom are willing to play ball and implement their power of Afkinu Rabbanan. Omishum Takonis Agunos, Omishum Takonis Mamzerim, Avol, and here I bolded it, Lehefseidu Lekilkul, Loifkiu. In other words, if we know that a person is going through these actions in order to achieve goals that are not, shall we say, commendable, and he's utilizing the afkinu, then says the Rashba, we won't be mafkir the kedushin at all. So therefore, kol shu miskaven lachach lachapos l'tayr lo afkinu mine. The zutakolehi, the viktokach yu benos yisrael prutzis barayos. If we're going to allow in every case of an erva, and his mamzerus, so we're going to flex the muscle of afkinu, then it's going to be preetzus. Aval hei choshein miskavin lekach. Umitokach isrami. If the intention was not lekilkul, but it turns out that by using Afkeinu Nitaru Mamzerim, there will be a Taras Mamzerim, then we're allowed to do that. And then we'll apply Afkeinu. So it comes out according to the Rashba in Gittin, if we come back full swing to our case, that even though Rashi, as we saw in Masechta Shabbos, holds that the main reason for believing the Eid Echad in the case of an Isha, of Milsa Davidi Leguya Daiku Mintzuba, is that we don't want to be Oker Dover Men HaTorah. No, it's Midoraisa, the Eid is not believed, the Torah requires two Eidim. So there will be Mafkia Kiddushin on the Tzad, that what the Eid is saying is not true. In other words, if what he's saying is true, then there's no reason for the Rabbanan to be mafkia the Kiddushin. And if on the other hand what he said is not true, right, with the two tzadim here, is the aid telling the truth or is he not? So again, on a deraisa level, the aid is not believed. And now, as a result of the fact that the aid is not believed, she'll be in an aguna situation. So the Rabbanan are going to rely on the Eid Echad. Now, if the Eid Echad is lying, so then we should apply Afkinu Rabbanan L'Kiddushin Minei. If the Eid is telling the truth, then you don't need Afkinu Rabbanan L'Kiddushin Minei. And why is that? Because why should the Rabbanan be Mafkir the Kiddushin if he actually died? So to the extent in which he actually died, in truth he died, and the Eid was telling the truth, you don't need Afkeinu Rabbanan L'Kiddushin Minei. Ella what? We don't know if he died or not, and possibly still alive. So then, we'll be Mafkir the Kiddushin on the Tzad that he's still alive, unless he comes into Bezdin. And if he comes into Bezdin, and he's alive and well, and we know now that she wasn't Daiku Mintzuba, so then the Rashba says we're not going to be mafkir the kiddushin, and therefore the child from the second husband is a mamzer. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi dibra maskil tete mizeu mizeh. This is Rashi on the Mishnah at the beginning of the perek. Kishar eshes ish shezinsa. Tahach lav anusahi viaf al gavdim nu rabbonon. Li'ed echad bi'isha mishum iguna time of mine mishum dehigufa daika adiyada bekushta uminsiva vehodlo daika kansila. Okay, now let's go through the Nemuke Yosef. You won't find that on your pages simply because I don't have the ability to cut and paste the Nemuke Yosef. Here it is, on Daf Chav Ches Omer Aleph in Dapei Arif. Dibra Maskel Sheikh Marta, it's about 8 lines down from the top of the page. She'im ba baila atanosin ala kol adjrochim ha'elu shemishnashenu. He kalto le'a betchila, latiro li nasei mibnei shehi choshesheh, Shemet is kalkel v'lo mintzva debod kashap. If yesh l'tmoa, heich somchu chachomim lahatir mipnei ze yisrei shesish chachomur debeinan shneidem b'deraisa. So he addresses the question that we've been raising, that all the rishonim have been raising: how can we matir nei shesish based on the testimony of one aid when the Torah requires two aidim? And now he simply rejects all the other possibilities. He says, "Umitam bezdin masdim lakar dover min haTorah." If you're going to suggest that yesh koch biat chom lakar dover min haTorah b'kum vasei, that's impossible. He says, "Ef shaloma." Why? What's his proof? Midalo pashtua miha dila kavod. Later on, the Gemara is going to bring one proof after the other that yesh koch biat chachomim, and the Gemara rejects each one of those proofs. And this proof, the Gemara doesn't even relate to. It doesn't even suggest it. V'gami efshalom v'itam afkinu rabbona l'kiddushim. Now he's rejecting Rashi and the Rashba. D'yim kein eichi amrina l'kamon. Achiv shel Rishon choletz mea Torah. V'achiv shel Sheni choletz mirabbanan ipcha avilei lemeimar. So he asked the Kasha, which Baruch Hashem, the Rashba himself asked, so he wasn't the first to ask the Kasha. And the Rashba's answer is that if there was Daiku Mitzvah, then the Rabbanan mafkir the Kedushin. But if there was no Daiku Mitzvah, the Rabbanan not going to be mafkir the Kedushin. And therefore the Mamzer, the Vlad from the Sheni, is a Mamzer Midaraisa. And therefore the Chalitza from the Rishon is a Chalitza, from the Achari of the Rishon is Doraisa. So now the Nebuki Yosef is left with his original kasha. He rejects Yesh Koch Biad Chachomim. He rejects Hafkinu Rabbanon. So what'll it be? He says, HaRitva Zal Meshabech Rabo HaRa'ozal B'tirut Zeh. The best teretz, the Rashba is Meshabech, his Rebbe the Ra'oh, SheTirut B'Kimlu L'Rabbanon D'mi Milse Davidi L'Gluye M'shech Matoleh B'Sofa Kolkach V'adai Kushta Kol Messiah. Once you have a combination of Milsa David Ligluye, the aid would certainly be deterred by the fact that they'll find out he's lying, and add to boot the fact that she will definitely check out the aid before she gets married because she's afraid of all the chumras that they impose upon her. And if she gets married, the marriage is fine. Why? Anan Sahadi. B'milsa, we ourselves could be the Edim to testify that a husband died. In other words, at this point, the Nebuki Yosef, I think, is radically changing his perception of Al Pishnayim Edim Yokum Dovar. It's not Al Pishnayim Edim Yokum Dovar means that there's no evidence other than two Edim. It means the evidence has to be equal to, in the weight and the severity and the seriousness of the reliability, we'll call it, of the evidence, has to be equivalent to Edim. It's Edus L'Birur Adavar, and if you could find a substitute Birur, then that's good enough. Again, why Mayim Shein Lam Sof is not, but Eid Echad with Daiku Mitzvah, etc., etc., is, I don't know. Is therefore Nechsha B'chol Makom Ke'edus Gemura Afilu Deraisa. Now, this is a little scary. You know, every business is going to get up and say, oh, yeah, we have ample proof that he died. And therefore, it's like Edus Gemura. And therefore, the Torah would allow her to get married. So he adds the next phrase. He says, V'akosav mashal l'chachomim, the chachom will have to create gedorim, l'adas ezu dover meforsu v'nikar divrei emes. When does it have the power and the evidence of two Edim, and when does it not? She'ei choshev k'edus. So if that be the case, what's igun over here? In the case of suffocation, see, there's chumra upon chumra upon chumra. Baruch Hashem, we was zochel this year to see all these chumras. How, yeah, give a get, mitzad suffic, maybe the kedushin will show us this, and the boilu. We're always being machmir. We're not going to be very quick to allow a married woman to get married. And here, everything is turned inside out. He kilu bazeh. Here they were making lachashvo pirsum. Pirsum, I think, means that it's clarity. It's definite. Waduno ke'edus barur calls mashlo bo a love ediak chosha. So that's the Nebuki Yosef. So we now have three different mahalach. Tosus is mahalach, which is very similar to the Nebuki Yosef. The difference being that Tosus does not say that this is a Doraisa halacha, and really Shnei Edim is a Simon Ledover, it's a level of Birur. Rather, Tosus would say it is together Etakonas Chachomim, not like the Nebuki Yosef. However, this takonas chachomim is a type of takona which the Torah, the way the Yamshel Shlomo formulates it, is willing to be maskim, to accept it, is kima Torah. And therefore, it works midorais. The second possibility is Rashi and the Rashba, and that's Hafkinu Rabbanu L'Kiddushei, but with one proviso that she indeed was Daika U'Mintzava. If she wasn't Daika U'Mintzava, then Rabbanan are not going to be mafkir the kedushin. It's like within the framework of the Rashi, it's like a case of Yecholim, I'm saying, Litar, Shev, Yechapa, Vasachos, all these cases where it was Lekilkul. And finally, we have the Muki Yosef, who equates Daiku Mitzvah with a Doraisa level of two Edim. And therefore, it's considered Edus Gemura Midoraisa. Those are the three, I think, major pillars of Mahalchim to explain the din of Edus Isha. But now we have a sub-question to raise within this general structure. And that is, where is the weight of the evidence? Whether you take the Nemuki Yosef and it's Kishnei Edim Dami, whether you take Tosis, that it's a Dover Hogun Lahamin and therefore Torah Schema, whether you take Rashi and the Rajba, that it's Afkiinu because there's reason to believe that he died, and we're being somewhat on the fact that he did in fact die. Where is the weight of evidence? Is it on Milsa Davidi Ligluye? So then the evidence is really to support the Eid Echad. Or is it on Isha Daika Uminsuba? And we saw that the Gemara vacillates back and forth on this question. So let's take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam you'll see on the bottom of page 2. And the Rambam says as follows. The Rambam says, Hilchas Gerushin Perek Yud Gimel Yiksha Beinecha Sheitiru Chachoma Erva Chamur Beidus Isha B'Yeved B'Shivcha B'Goya Misich V'Tumah Eid Mipiein. How could it be? And there's no Drisha V'Chakira. Says the Rama, Shloik Pida Torah Al Ha'adas Shnei Eidim V'Shar Mishpteh Eidus El B'Dovar She'ein Ata Yochol La'amod Al Burio El Mipiyah Eidim V'Eidusa Kigon She'idu There was no one around. So, the aid, the witness is a big shot. You know, he could say that Reuven killed Shimon. Nobody could deny it. And therefore, it's what we call a milsa de la vidi leglue. Avol davashef sholamod al buri shalomi piyayda zeh. But if we can clarify the reality even without the aid, the ena aid yochali shamet, so the aid can't just simply get away with it and purge himself in a court of law and nobody will find out anyway. No, we'll find out. Therefore, ena dover ms, kigon zeshe heid shemes ploni, and now he comes in with 2 feet, then log pita Torah olav. Then the Torah didn't say we have to up you from 1 aid to 2 aid. Unbelievable. The Rambam seems to be saying that the Torah really relies on one witness. The only trouble is that this witness, without any support, is a very flimsy and a very questionable kind of reliability, credibility, because maybe he's lying. So we add another aid. 1 aid maybe would lie, but 2 aid wouldn't. But if Lu Yitzuya, the credibility of the 1 aid was reliable, was bolstered, for example, we know that we can clarify whether he's telling the truth or not, then we'll rely on the 1 aid. So basically, according to the Rambam, why do we rely on 1 aid? Does the Rambam say a word? Does he whisper anything about Isha Daiko Mintzava? Completely gone. It's completely omitted from the Rambam. All the Rambam has is the Nemonis of Eid Echad, B'milsit Avidi L'Gluye. L'fichach, says the Rambam, Hikiu Chachom B'dover Zeh, Ve'eminu Bo, Eid Echad Mipishivcha, Mipitza, Mipvelo Drish of Chakira, Shelo Yisharu B'nos Yisrael Agud. Again, in terms of where to place the Rambam in the three-part Machlokas Rishonim, I'm inclined very strongly to think that he belongs to the camp of the Ra'ah. But one thing I see clearly, the Rambam is not introducing Isha Daika Uminsava. The Ravid immediately comments. He says, Omar Avram, Inami, there's another possible way which the Rambam completely ignores. So the Ravid is adding another dimension, la'alocha, that maybe it's based on daiku mitzvah. So what would be, according to the Ravid, if there was no daiku mitzvah? For example, b'yeis milchama or b'shas k'tata, then the Ravid might, again, I can't twist his arm, I can't commit him to that view, but I think he would take the position that in such a case we can't rely on the aid. It's not aid echad. It's aid echad plus daiku mitzvah. And to the extent to which there's no daiku mitzvah, you can't rely on the aid. The Rambam, on the other hand, is pushing for the nemonis of the aid as long as it's milsa, davidi, ligluye. Who cares whether it's shas milchav or shas k'tata? Yeah, but the only problem is that the Gemara ends up with teku. I mean, check me out on that. Doesn't the Gemara say teku in the case of k'tata? It means the Gemara definitely is open to the assumption that you need daiku mitzvah, and the Rambam completely omits it. So here you have an amazing chiddush from the Noda B'Yehuda, which you'll see on page 3. He wants to reinterpret the Rambam. Meaning, when the Rambam says that the aid is believed, the reason for it is because of daiku mitzvah. Isn't that odd? How does daiku mitzvah give them honest to the aid echad? Oh. Says the Noda B'Yehuda, since she will go out and investigate the aid, it means that she doesn't believe that the aid is telling the truth. She would rather believe that her husband is still alive. Maybe he's in a hospital. Maybe he's laid up somewhere. She's going to check. Go here, go there. Interview people. She'll go to the ends of the world, the ends of the universe, in order to clarify whether he's dead or not. Therefore, it's a milsa davidi ligluye. What instills fear into the heart of the aid? If she's going to just go ahead and get married because she's very happy to hear that her husband died, or she has reason to believe that he died, like Eis Melchama, then the aid doesn't feel a sense of pachad, of checks and balances. They're not going to catch him. Nobody's going out there looking for the deceased, in quotation marks. But if in a normal case, Isha Daiku Mitzvah, she's going to make a tremendous effort, then he has to realize that he's exposing himself to great danger, that he might be found to be a liar. Now there's another Rambam that I want to call to your attention, and that's the Rambam in Hilchos Yibum V'Chalitza Perek Dalid Halacha Aleph. Right, there's a case of Edus where they testify on a Yavam. We don't know, we don't identify him, that he's the brother of the deceased. And the Rambam says that Eid Echad is believed to testify that Shimon is the brother of Reuven, and therefore he could be Cholitz. There, in that case, there's no Daiko Mitzvah. L'chora, she's not going out to be Medaiko Mitzvah. No, the issue is not whether her husband died. He definitely died. The issue is whether this fellow, Ploni Almodi, we call him Shimon, is the brother of her former husband, her late husband, and therefore he can give a chalitza b'materha. So the whole concept of the daiku mitzvah falls apart over here. So is that why the Rambam would hold that in this case we believe Eid Echad? Because the Rambam l'shitas holds you don't need daiku mitzvah? And the answer is, according to the Noda B'Yehuda, we'll definitely be able to clarify at some point or another whether Shimon is the brother of Reuven. That's something that can be clarified. And therefore the Eidecha would be very afraid, he'd be very inhibited to lie in this case. So again, according to the Noda B'Yehuda, we don't need Daiku Mitzvah as Xeris HaKosev. Daiku Mitzvah is a means to an end. It's a vehicle to strengthen the believability of the Eid Echad based on Milsa Davidi Ligluye. By the fact that she's going to be Dayekes, therefore he's afraid it's Milsa Davidi Ligluye. But Luye Tzur, if we could have a situation in which there's a built-in Avidi de Gluye, in other words, the situation lends itself to Avidi de Gluye in a natural way, for example, in Eidus Hal Yavam, then, in Ochinami, we could believe Eid Echad, even though there's no daiku mitzvah. Any questions so far? Alright, the Ravid, on the other hand, puts all the emphasis on Daika Uminsim. And the question that we have to ask is, if the Ravid is saying Daika Uminsiba, and that itself is reason to believe that her husband died, so then you might ask the following question, though, Behud, if you'll take a look, asks this question in the piece I gave you. What is the reliability, what's the nature of the reliability of the Eidus of one Eid? He says, quoting the Note of Behud, he says, Hare below shum Eidus asura. We know that if there was no testimony, not even one Eid, then she's not allowed to get married. And in the case of Eid Echad, even though she is Daiku Mintzaba, says the Note of Behuda, what is she adding through Daiku Mintzaba? She doesn't know that her husband died. She doesn't have any independent information or evidence that her husband died. She's relying on the aid. So again, you see one thing from the Note of Behuda, and I confess to my error. I thought that Daiku Mitzvah means she's going to come up with new evidence. That's not the Pshat of Daiku Mitzvah, at least not according to Note of Behuda. He's learning that Daiku Mitzvah means she'll be medayek to see whether the aid himself is a reliable aid. And therefore says the Note of Behuda, at the end of the day, Daiku Mitzvah really takes us all the way back to the Nemanus of the aid. Just that she's relying on the aid. So therefore, what is the point here of the Ravid to suggest that the reason why we're matir her to get married is because Daiku Mintzvah? It's not so. It's not Daiku Mintzvah. The Rambam is correct. It's the Nemanus of the Eid Echad. Daiku Mintzvah doesn't add any new evidence whatsoever. It's just her willingness to rely on the aid. So we're back to square one. We're back full circle to the Eid Echad. So what's the Ravid's point here, attacking the Rambam and saying, what about Daiku Mintzaba? That's his kash. So I saw something here in the Divrei Yosef, which I wanted to call your attention to. I'm not sure. Let's just read it and see what he says. The Divrei Yosef of Yosef Cohen. He's not alive anymore, but I was zochet to learn by him a little bit. And so is Rav Ginz, by the way. I think I mentioned that to you already. He says the following, that there are poskim who say that an echad is neman b'davar she'be'erva if it's lois chazik b'isura. This is a pella. And for this we should really spend months on this. And I'm not joking. What's the difference between ein echad nem b'isurim and ein davar she'be'erva pochus mishnayim? So there's a whole school of poskim who say that there really is no difference. The only difference is that in the case of Safek Shuma and Safek Chelev, there was no Eschazik Isura. And therefore we rely on Eid Echad. In the case of Eishes Ish, in the Dovr Sheberva, she has a Cheskes Eishes Ish, and therefore we cannot rely on Eid Echad, because Eid Echad is never believed against Eschazik Isura. Now, Tosfos in Ksubas on Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis says that Cheskas Isha Daiku Mintzava Mare LeCheskas Eishes Ish, that because a woman will be very careful before she gets married, she'll clarify, she'll investigate, that creates a reisa on the Cheskas Eishes Ish. Now, once the Cheskas Eishes Ish is put on the question, is then there's no difference between a Dovr Sheberva and Eid Echad Nem Bisurin. Because we say that Eid Echad is Nem Bisurin because there's no Chazak against the Eid. Here too, after you apply the logic of Tosfos, that Daiku Mitzvah is Mari L'Cheskes Eishes Ish, so you don't have a Cheskes Eishes Ish, and then we go back to square one, Eid Echad Nem on Bisurin. So that's exactly what the Ravid is saying according to Divrei Yosef. That the power of Daiku Mintzaba is absolutely crucial.
Meaning, basically, the Ravid is asking the Rambam the following question: how could you base the Nemanis here on Eid Echa? The Torah says you need Shnayim. And the Rambam completely omits Daiku Minsuba, says the Ravid. No, we won't rely on Eid Echa without Daiku Minsuba, because Daiku Minsuba itself gives the Nemanis to the Eid. Not the way we said it before, because it makes it into a Milsad Avidi Lagluya, the way the Yehuda interprets the Rambam. No, in the Ravid was saying something totally different. Why is the Daiku Mitzvah so critical? Because through Daiku Mitzvah, we understand very well that, at least according to Tosfos, there's no Cheskas Eishes Ish. There's a race on the Cheskas Ish. See, I'm not sure if Tosfos means that there's no Cheskas Eishes Ish, or means there's a race on the Eishes Ish. That has to be studied unto itself. But if you assume that the Cheskas Eishes Ish is impotent, it cannot be powerful, it cannot be effective, then we understand that Eid Echad could be believed because it becomes like any Iser. Just like he's believed to tell you this piece of meat is kosher, he's believed to tell her that she can get married and there's no Iser Eishes Ish. I ain't Dover Shever Pox Mishnayim. That's because of the Cheskas Eishes Ish. Now, before I wish everyone a Chag Kosher V'Sameach, I just want to say one little idea that I had on the Haggadah, and that is that the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim Yochel Mi Rosh Chodesh, today's Rosh Chodesh, but we paskin that there is no mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. We got it to Binchas Bavur Zeh. In fact, the Gaon was opposed to reading the Haggadah before Leil Tesvav. But the Hava Mina was that Chodesh Nisan is the Chodesh HaGeula. And Yetzias Mitzrayim is not really the name of the mitzvah. The essence of the mitzvah, and the Kam of Gamarayas, is Sivra Ge'ula. And that's why the Haggadah is full of references to the Gula Asida. There is a Shita Rishonim that the Hallel that we recite, at least the second half of Hallel, after the Shulchan Aruch, is related to the Gula Asida. And some say there's Mos Chitin, why we saw Makbid on Stucco, or for example in Holach Manya, we invite in the Aniyim. It's all because of the Gula Asida. The Pasuk says, Tzion b'mishpat tipodeh, v'shaveh b'tztokin, as the key to bring about the Geula is Tztoka, is Chesed. And that's why Tztoka and Chesed play such a major role in Chag HaPesach. And getting back to my original point, that this Chag is so related to the Gula Asida, it makes absolute sense that Rosh Chodesh, insofar as it's the Chag of the Chodesh of the Geula, is already powerful enough to precipitate the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we should all be Zochem Mirtz Hashem to, through our Torah learning and through our Chesed and Tztoka, to bring about the day in which we'll be Zochem to the Gula Asida, the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and we'll eat Min HaZvachim and HaPsachim B'mehirav Yameinu. Amen.
Amen.